Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball four. Held moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clinton moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Laplau. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Clinton scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Laplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laplau is 0-1 in the game. Laplau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clinton strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Alvis reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Romano reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Woody Held now playing left field. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grant strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkland. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Kirkland steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bressoud hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Askew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Askew reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held is walked intentionally. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamaby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Jack Lamaby. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Wilson now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clinton moves to second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bressoud hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Alvis strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Kindle steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.